Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
And we go outdoors with Steve Carney each and every weekend. The website, stevecarneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I've been great. I'm in a great mood, Steve. I'm out here at Game Fair, and it is beautiful. It's cool. It's awesome. And we had some really good turnouts the last couple of days, and it's really nice. Usually it's 95, 100 degrees or raining, and this is probably the nicest weather I've seen. And we've had great turnouts. Just because the weather is absolutely perfect. Perfect tomorrow and really good next weekend.
Yeah, no doubt, Steve. And this is the kind of weather that gets you thinking to the fall hunting season, and that's all about game fair. People have to be revved up.
Yeah, it's very true. It's sort of the kickoff to the hunting season kind of unofficially. And, yeah, it won't be long. You know, 3-4 weeks, we got the dove season. We got the early teal season, all kinds of youth seasons. Everything is right down the road, not very far away. So I'm still kind of in the fishing mode. I guess I really haven't got into that outdoor feel yet, but we keep this cool going. I think it'll kick in.
Yeah, Steve, let's talk a little bit about that. I would assume with the cooler temps, those water temps have taken a drop all over the state.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. It was 80, 81 there last week, and it's in 75, 76 this week, and it's really made fishing quite a bit more difficult. Whenever you get a significant change like that, the patterns of the fish really change. And this week I was finding crappies and walleyes in 6 feet of water, whereas the week before they were out deep 30, 32. So I think they're just as confused as we are on really what's going on. And we haven't hit that, you know, fall type of pattern yet. You know, we're going to get some more heat coming, and that'll probably kick them back into the pattern they were in a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, inconsistent weather can make it, you know, quite a bit more difficult. So you got to be on the move and be mobile and be willing to try, you know, many different techniques until you figure it out. And, you know, it does depend lake to lake, of course. And I'm spending more time on bigger water right now, which is a little bit cooler than the smaller lakes. And that seems to be a good recipe for success right now and probably will be for the next few weeks.
Yeah, and Steve, you would think that the way it looks for the coming week, it's going to be relatively stable. There is a chance of rain in here the middle of the week, but it's not a good chance. We don't see any major storms, any major fronts. It is stable. I would assume that stability is going to help.
Oh, absolutely. And if we can get 3 to 5 days of stability with no real major changes, then you can really figure those fish out. And if you find them one day, they'll be there the next day. There's no reason for them to change. So stability is good, and that's one thing we have not had really this whole spring and summer. It's been as unstable as possible. We've had so many fronts and a lot of wind and a lot of rain and a lot of things that have really, you know, changed the game, and it makes it much more difficult, you know, to catch fish because of that. But if we get some stability, we get high pressure, which I love high pressure. That means stable. Coming in, that's going to be great. And, you know, fishing's not over. It's a little difficult right now, but it's not impossible. So I'm anticipating, you know, the great fall bite to come in here, probably starting late September and early October. And it's funny because September now is very much like August. It never used to be that way. And now we have kind of two tough months instead of one tough month. But again, it depends where you are, you know, how big your lake is, if there's any type of algae blooms, which are going on. A lot of southern Minnesota lakes, western Minnesota lakes. I'm hearing that again from a lot of people. A lot of lakes are just almost impossible to fish because of the algae blooms. And, you know, that's got a lot to do with runoff and heat and, you know, many factors. So choosing the right lake at this time of the year in the middle of summer is really critical.
As you know, I live along the river, and year to year, it changes. I'm seeing more weeds coming down the river from the tributaries into the main channel of the Mississippi River. It is unbelievable how many weeds have been churned up by all that high water earlier this year, coming out of the rum from Mille Lacs all the way down into Anoka and into the Mississippi, or the Crow River a little bit further north, empties in up at Dayton. It really is. I grew up in this stretch of the river, so I don't want to admit how old I am, but I've never seen a year like this with all the suspended weeds in the river. It's crazy.
Well, you know, there's so many factors regarding that, Steve. High water is definitely a factor, but really the culprit is runoff from farms and golf courses and all these chemicals that are put in the fields and on the golf courses and people's lawns that run into these tributaries. And yeah, that fosters algae growth and weed growth, and it's a real problem. I don't know how that's ever going to get solved, but that's really the culprit, that runoff. And with the heat, it just generates all these problems. And this has been going on, you know, as long as I've been fishing. It's just getting worse now. And, you know, it's a real issue. People need to, you know, wake up and see really what's going on.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Steve, enjoy the day at Game Fair. Once again, sunny, cool, a nice breeze, man. It's got to be really good again tomorrow and then again next Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Steve. It's great. And, yeah, we've had great turnout, and I think people see the nice weather as well. That's bringing them out. So we'll keep her going.
All right, and great weather for the dogs as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. There he is. Steve Kearney joining us. StepeKearneyOutdoors.com. And Steve joins us each and every weekend here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Sports schedules permitting, depending on when the Twins play. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow between 5 and 6. Rob Drew's line from the Outdoor News. He has a jam-packed hour between 5 and 6. A lot of folks coming back from the lake. Perfect timing right after the Twins game. Once again, the Outdoor News, Rob Drew signs Sunday between 5 and 6.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.